Hello, my wonderful friend. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something that many parents are experiencing, and I want you to know right from the start that you are not alone in this. Maybe you've been there. You're at the grocery store, or a birthday party, or even just walking through a busy shopping center, and suddenly your little one starts to melt down. The noise feels too loud, the lights feel too bright, there are too many people, and your child just cannot handle it anymore. And in that moment, you might feel embarrassed or frustrated or worried that something is wrong. But here's what I want you to know, and this is so important. Your child is not being difficult. Your child is not misbehaving. What's happening is that their nervous system is processing the world in a way that feels genuinely overwhelming to them. And this is actually much more common than you might think. Research shows that between 5 and 13% of children ages 3 to 4 experience what experts call sensory sensitivity. That means their nervous system responds more intensely to sounds, lights, textures, and crowds than other children. It's not a choice they're making. It's how their beautiful brain is wired right now. The Child Mind Institute explains that children with sensory processing differences often find going places challenging due to crowds, noise, and bright lights. And here's the really important part. These reactions are genuine neurological responses, not behavioral choices. Your child's brain is literally receiving more intense signals from the environment than you might be experiencing yourself. Imagine for a moment that every sound you hear is turned up to maximum volume. Every light is twice as bright. Every touch feels more intense. That's what the world can feel like for a child with sensory sensitivity. No wonder they sometimes feel overwhelmed. They're not trying to make things difficult. They're trying to cope with a world that feels too big, too loud, too much. And you know what the magic book taught me? This is a normal variation in child development. Just like some children walk earlier and some walk later, some children have nervous systems that are more sensitive to sensory input. It doesn't mean anything is wrong with your child. It means they're experiencing the world in their own unique way. Now, I know this can feel really hard as a parent. You might worry about taking your child places. You might feel judged by other people who don't understand. You might wonder if this will ever get better. And I want to tell you something with all the love in my heart. You are doing beautifully. Your child is lucky to have a parent who cares enough to understand what they're going through. The wonderful news is that with patience, preparation, and gentle strategies, children can gradually build tolerance and develop coping skills for overwhelming environments. This isn't about forcing them to just deal with it. It's about supporting them as they learn to navigate a world that sometimes feels too intense. So what can you do to help? Let me share some gentle strategies that the Magic Book and child development experts recommend. First, preparation is your friend. Before you go somewhere that might be overwhelming, talk to your child about what to expect. You might say something like, "The store is going to be busy today, with lots of people and sounds. If it feels like too much, you can hold my hand and we'll take a break together." This helps them feel prepared instead of surprised. Second, bring comfort items. Maybe it's a favorite stuffed animal, or noise-reducing headphones, or a soft blanket. These items can help your child feel safe and grounded when the world feels overwhelming. Third, plan for breaks. If you're going to be somewhere busy for a while, build in quiet moments. Step outside for fresh air. Find a quieter corner. Give your child's nervous system a chance to reset. Fourth, and this is so important, validate their experience. Don't say things like, "It's not that loud," or "You're fine, everyone else is handling it." Instead, try saying, "I can see this feels really overwhelming for you right now. I'm here with you. Let's take some deep breaths together." When children feel understood, they can start to calm down. And fifth, practice gradual exposure. You don't have to avoid all busy places forever, but you can start small. Maybe 5 minutes in a quieter store, then 10 minutes, then a slightly busier place. Let your child build confidence at their own pace. Now, I want to tell you about a story that might really help. In the Book of Inara, we have a beautiful tale called Chicken Little and the Falling Sky. In this story, Chicken Little learns something so important about managing overwhelming feelings. You see, Chicken Little experiences something that feels really scary, and at first, panic takes over. But But through the story, Chicken Little discovers that sometimes our fears and overwhelming feelings can feel bigger than they really are. And the most important thing is to pause, breathe, and think clearly instead of letting the panic take control. This story is wonderful for children who experience sensory overwhelm because it shows them that big, scary feelings are normal and there are gentle ways to manage them. After you read this story together, you can help your child remember Chicken Little's strategies when they start to feel overwhelmed. You might say, "Remember how Chicken Little learned to pause and breathe?" Let's try that together right now. Stories are such powerful teachers, my friend. They give children a framework for understanding their own experiences without feeling like something is wrong with them. And that's exactly what we want. We want children to know that their feelings are valid, that overwhelm is real, and that they have the power to cope with it. The research is really clear on this. When parents validate their child's sensory experiences rather than minimizing them, children develop better emotional regulation skills. When we say, "I understand this is hard for you," instead of "you're overreacting," we're teaching our children that their feelings matter and that we're their safe place. And here's something beautiful that developmental research shows. Individual differences in sensory sensitivity are normal variations in child development. Your child's responses, while challenging, are part of typical developmental diversity. With your patient support, your child can gradually build the skills they need to navigate overwhelming environments. I want you to imagine something with me. Imagine your child, a few years from now, walking into a busy place and saying, "This feels like a lot, but I know what to do. I can take deep breaths. I can ask for a break. I can handle this." That's the gift you're giving them right now by understanding their sensory sensitivity and supporting them with love and patience. The magic book reminds us that every child is on their own unique journey. Some children need more support with sensory experiences. Some need more support with other things. But every child deserves to be understood, validated, and loved exactly as they are. So if your little one gets overwhelmed in noisy or crowded places, please know this. You are not failing. Your child is not broken. You're both learning together how to navigate a world that sometimes feels too intense. And with your love, your patience, and your understanding, your child is developing the resilience and coping skills they'll carry with them for life. Find Chicken Little and the Falling Sky in the Book of Inara. Read it together. Talk about the feelings. Practice the strategies. And most importantly, remind your child that they are loved, they are understood, and they are exactly who they're meant to be. Thank you for being here with me today, my wonderful friend. The Magic Book and I are always here for you, with love and starlight, Inara.